Beautiful people.
How are we? Nate Max here from innateawareness.com and Nate Max Human Alliance and Nate Max TV podcast and BitChute. Interesting. Interesting day indeed. Feeling the energy, feeling the waves, the up and downs. There's really a very obvious collective, you know, depression, a collective sadness and an anxiety, a definite insecurity around where we're headed as a population, as a civilization, especially the people are being ostracized from society here in Australia. You don't remember, guys, that people all around the world are rising up. Australia is probably copying it pretty hard compared to most countries. We'll be on the same category as California, New York City, for the way people are, you know, dividing themselves. And ultimately, this is the most important time ever in history, because we have a chance now to shine and to thrive and to survive and to unify. And no matter how much these vaccinated people piss you off and all the rest of it, this is a time where we still kind of got to love people, you know. But what came in a little bit earlier was I was thinking about how before, how doctors and stuff would never have a debate, vaccinated versus non-vaccinated, and there's never been a test or a real big study of vaccinated versus non-vaccinated people with the old vaccine regime rollout, because that alone would have decimated the whole entire vaccine narrative, and it would have ended, you know, 30 years ago. There has been small studies done showing that people who are vaccinated got, you know, 24 times more allergies, asthma, you know, diseases, fucking diabetes, all these things. We know that, right? But now there's no debate, right? They couldn't hack a debate. They don't want a debate. So they're just forcing it upon people. Fucking unbelievable, isn't it? You know, absolutely unbelievable. Democratic society where you have choice. Yeah, apparently you have choice, but when you have a birth certificate, when you're running a straw man, when you're a sailor lost at sea, and you're working on maritime law and all these different things, like, you don't have any rights. We didn't have any rights. We sold ourselves out. We don't really have a constitution, even though, you know, we kind of do. So, yeah, I really have been feeling the last few days, the ups and downs. Where I live anyway, it's hectic. Like, the frequency in that is hectic. It's a sorcerer energy, medicine valley, crazy rainforest and all the rest of it. And I, it exacerbates everything. Whatever you're going through, it amplifies it by, you know, 10 times. I have builders and people who come and stay at my place, and they fucking lose their minds after 4 days because all their undealt with stuff just comes straight up and gets thrown in their face. So it's definitely not for everyone. But yeah, I just had a good afternoon with friends and just having a laugh and playfulness. And it's so important right now to the mix of people who are on your frequency band. And I mean that in a non-woo-woo spiritual way. I mean people that you just get along with and you flow with and you can be yourself. You're not awkward or trying to be someone you're not. You'll notice that when you meet people, like for me, for example, like as a guy, if I meet women, there might be someone who I'm really attracted to and really want it to work, or, you know, I want to put effort in. But you know the frequency is not there. Like, you know, but you're like, you still want to try it. You're pushing. It's awkward. It's clunky. The conversation's not really flowing, you know, you're a little bit being outside who you really are because you want to make it work, so you're being a little bit extra nice, or you're trying extra hard even though it's not an energetic match, you know. So these are the things that we need to not waste time on now. You know, we have to have faith and trust and all that, definitely, but we're going to be very careful not to waste time on people, subjects, projects, all these things that are not working and have never been working. There's a lot of people who have these big ideas out there, and you'd be very careful. These people have got these big ideas and they're magicians. They'll tell you all the right things and make a piece of turd they found on the side of the road sound really good. And I see it a lot, you know, and I've been roped into a few of them. One being the community at Mount Warning, Pete Evans one, but the one before that, which is now connected to that anyway. My intuition was a full no with that community, but I got roped in by the words, You know, sacred land, living in harmony, off-grid, spring water, nature, all these things. And I, even though my intuition was a full no, and during one of the seminars for this sustainable community, which is out near Mount Borel, Yukai, I was in the seminar, and I must have taken 20 or 30 people to the seminar and said, hey guys, let's check this out, it looks promising. And I had pretty much a psychic attack in there, and I was, at that point, my field was very open and I was copying shit all the time. I'd just been through some pretty crazy stuff with people being murdered around me and all the rest of it. Anyway, my intuition was so out of whack, I was so unbalanced that I thought that it was the dark forces trying to stop me from bringing my friends into this community, rather than actually my higher self gave me the biggest fucking slap in the head. And it was like, no, like, do not invest your money into this. And there's a few other signs and things that happened, and I just jumped in and bit in anyway, because I wasn't trusting in the process. I was living in a mindset of lack and scarcity, where I was like, oh, am I going to find a better community than this? Maybe I won't, so I'll just take this one. That's how people live with their partners too, or people who are possibility for being in a relationship. They'll be like, well, there's no one else around and this person's pretty good, so I'll just go, rather than, no, this is not a full yes, it's a no. If it's not a full yes, then it's a no. I know you get lonely, I know you get tired, I know you want company. I get it, I'm the same. You know, I'm actually, like, love my space, but also I love having a partner. I love having a queen in my life that I can love and just support and do all the things that are boring by yourself that are awesome when you're with someone. Cooking, driving the car, gardens, laying in bed, spooning, watching TV, everything, all of it. Walking my dog, surfing, anything. It's all, I find it all to be better. I enjoy my own company and I can be in my own space, and I've been a lone ranger for ages, but I fucking love being with good company. It's amazing. So we're going to be really aware of what we're putting our energy into right now. As you guys would have seen that ritual, which was on the news recently with that Travis guy, you know, people are literally dropping dead in the concert, dropping fucking dead, like from music, you know, and he's blasting frequencies at them with his voice, which is activating the technology in their bodies. And they're being harvested and their soul is fucking leaving. That's the level of magic and trickery that we are facing right now. So basically what I'm saying to you guys is be very, very careful what you put your intention into. If you're going to start using escapism and going to alcohol and all these things, you be very fucking careful. I had a friend recently and she took mushrooms the first time, psychedelic mushrooms. And she said she looked at her neighbor's house next door, and they're having a party and they're all drinking, and she said she could see the alcohol spirits all standing around these people and the doors of the house. You know, you're calling them in when you open up your vessel, when you open up your temple with alcohol and drugs. And if you're not psychic, if you're not clairvoyant, if you can't see, hear or feel the presence of energies or entities, then you don't know what's going on. You might have an entity hitchhiking on you for a very long time, siphoning your energy, putting thoughts in your mind, sending you off track, and then it's only when you maybe get a healing from a spiritual healer, or you heal yourself, that then you drop back into your body and you realize, oh my God, I've been out of whack for 6 weeks since I was at that party when I took MDMA, when I drank alcohol, when I had a line of coke, when I had unconscious sex with that female, whatever. There are all ways that these things can get in. Through your emotions, the hooks, that's how they come in. That's how they manipulate. That's how infiltrators destroy solid men and women. They will send a partner in and they think that it's their soul flame, their twin flame, which is really just a love bite. It's called an alien love bite. It's an infiltration to make you think that it's okay to be in a relationship where someone's not treating you right because they're your soulmate. I've got to take it. Because it's my soulmate. No, it's fucking not. Wake up to yourself. Your soulmate will love you and treat you good. These are all distortions of, well, every facet of our lives. Everything is a distortion, right? It's a story. What is actually happening in your life at the moment? That's what's going on in the real world. Not, oh, when I get my new job, when I get this money, when I get my inheritance from my parents, when I get whatever, right? These are all the things that people are waiting for. And when you're waiting, let me tell you right now, the first step to magic, when you're waiting, you're not co-creating. You're in a standstill, you're in a time loop, and you're cycling around over and over again, and you're not co-creating. So you're never going to reach your queen. You're never going to be on the frequency band to create the scenarios in your life to attract your queen or king into your life, because your frequency band is of lacking, waiting, and your life will be better than it is when you get something in the future. That's the epiphany of not being present. That is literally the crux of not co-creating. Think about how good your life will be when this happens, when I get my money back, when that person owes me that money and they pay me, then life will go ahead, right? And then you create a story about how much better your life could be because someone owes you, when really, once again, you are just in a time loop, you're in a cycle, you're not co-creating, and you've bought into the story that you're owed something more than you have currently in this moment. You have every single thing you fucking need right now in this very moment to be at this point in your life right now. That's how it works. The sooner we realize we've got everything we need at all times, and everything will come in at the exact right moment when you're ready for it. That's why your queen hasn't come, because you ain't ready for her, because she is high vibe and you're not there yet. That's why you keep attracting broken fragment partners, because that's what you're doing. You're mirroring, she's mirroring, you're mirroring each other, and you're blaming someone else, going, oh, this person's trauma, this person's behavior. And it's like, hang on, what do you mean? If you had boundaries, that person can't affect you in that way. If you had your own sovereignty, you wouldn't be lacking, leaking, and needing affection, or you wouldn't be needing love to feel loved, because you have mummy or daddy issues and you weren't loved as a kid, so now you get love from other people. These are all things that we're all doing a little bit, a lot, or our whole life revolves around it. Sometimes some people are playing a game their whole entire lives, and even when they go home to bed, they're still playing the game. They literally cannot exit the fake matrix of false material pride, fame, and glamour. Their whole lives is pretending to be something they're not. Do you know how much energy you're wasting and you're giving away when you're pretending to be something you're not? You're pretending to be hot. Oh, I'm so sexy all the time. Look at my hair, me, I'm mad, awesome, I'm so good. Or you're a guy and you're trying to be tough the whole time. Wherever you go, you're staunching your shoulders, pumping the chest out, fucking tough everywhere. It takes a lot of energy to not be you all that time. Why do you think people have so much fun at fancy dress parties? Because it's the only time they get to fucking relax and be something else. That's why fancy dress parties are absolutely amazing, because they're not being the little ego archetype we've created, which is your personality. I'm a fucking ancient god today. I'm a queen, I'm a vampire, I'm a police officer, whatever it is. All these roles that we would like to play, we play out a little bit in our lives, and we've grabbed these ideas, these beliefs, and this programming from movies, from our parents, especially the princess fantasy where all these guys are fighting for the woman and then she rides off into the sunset with a white picket fence. That's the best way to fuck up any relationship you're in, or any relationship you started, by thinking that that's how it's going to end and that's how it's going to start. Stupidity, absolute stupidity. Creating and focusing on a reality that's focusing on a reality, or creating a reality that's not sustainable and not achievable. That's the best way to never be happy or satisfied in your life, right? You look in the mirror, you're a 6 out of 10, let's be honest, whatever you are, but you want a 10 out of 10 boyfriend. What makes you think a 10 out of 10 looking boyfriend is going to want a 6 out of 10 person? You know, we have to be real about where we're at. Human beings need to be fucking real. People will go out, and rather than meeting people and having a beautiful experience, they will reject them and go home lonely, then cry themselves to sleep. And now with unsocial media, which is what social media is, which, you know, social media is actually NSA and CIA and Facebook's DARPA, Defense and Research Projects America, and Facebook was actually called Long Life. It was a program called Long Life. And it was so... Fuck, what's the word? It was so... controversial. Because it was literally about tracking the fuck out of every single person and learning everything they do. It was so controversial that it had to be shut down. But it wasn't actually shut down. The day that it shut down, apparently, they opened Facebook. And then they made a new friendly version, which we'd all like, and made this imaginary character called Zuckerberg. Fucking alien. And, he made it. Zuckerberg made it. Yeah, so, yeah. That's the NSA and the CIA and DARPA spying on you and learning every single thing about you so they can fuck you in the ass in the future. And this is where we're at now. We're in the future right now. They've gathered the information. They know where you're shopping. They know who your friends are, who you hang out with, where you check in, what you do, GPS, moving around, all your photos, all your friends, everything you like doing, all your status posts has been getting upcycled and uploaded to artificial intelligence, which is the beast. 666, which is a scoring system. AI is the end goal. Control and AI is the end goal. Not the vaccine, not that. That's part of it. It's the connection to AI. The vaccine is also the consent. You are consenting to give your sovereignty and whatever's left of it and life and physical body away to the corporations for an experiment, which they've told you it's an experiment, which ends in 2023. So we will take control and take care of your DNA, your soul's vital life force and your energy, and we'll make bitcoins and cryptocurrency out of your DNA. How's that sound? Sounds like a science fiction movie, doesn't it? Well, unfortunately, all the things I've been saying for the last 10 years have or are coming true right now. So what do you do when all the conspiracies come true? Do you keep holding on to that cup of delusion, clinging to the cup of illusion? Do you dig your feet in harder? Or do you maybe make that box of perception that you have, which is very small and very narrow, if you believe the mainstream news and mainstream medical and you don't realize the monetary system is a slavery system, well, you've got a fucking long way to go. You're at the bottom of the children's room and you haven't even grasped the smallest, easiest, most understandable ticket items, to let alone start talking about a multidimensional consciousness expanding experience where we're working and residing in amongst dimensional realms with Firegate sequences and ascension timelines with aliens. You're still questioning whether you should be putting fluoride in your drinking water. So, unfortunately, that's where we're at. Unfortunately, that's the divide which is happening, which is also brilliant and beautiful at the same time. Because we need people on this earth to be so polar opposite of what we want to be, we know exactly what we don't want to be. Sometimes we're not sure what we want to be, but when we have these people, we know exactly what we don't want to be. And that's actually a very special, important thing for us to realize. Oh, fuck, I thought I knocked the button again like I did yesterday. I was like, oh. So a blown head gasket, I reckon. My car's bubbling. It's been doing it for a few weeks. So that's where we're at, right? The great divide. The biggest divide ever in human history. I mean, Trump created a massive divide around the world. You're either pro-Trump or you're anti-Trump rather than before. Everyone just fucking hated the government. Didn't matter what politician. It was like, fuck you. You're a fucking pedophile. Fuck you, you scumbag. Fuck you, you politician. That's how the world has been. Then Trump came in and divided up, you know, Republicans and Democrats even more. We had a lot of awakening through Trump, and we've had a lot of nice things he's said about Hillary Clinton and all the rest of it, and shed more awareness into the deep state and yada yada. But ultimately, none of that shit matters at all if they implement this 5G spy grid with the 6G satellites, because you're fucked then. And we're not there yet. And people are waking up everywhere. Everybody's waking up, okay? People are getting vaccines. They're getting damaged as fuck. Some people are speaking out, some people aren't. But this is the universe going, you know what? You've had 100,472
different synchronicities in your whole life that would have led you to spirituality, to truth seeking, to consciousness, to awakening. You've had so many fucking synchronicities, yet every single one of them you rejected. Every fucking single one. And I'm not talking about most of you guys out there because you're awake. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to my shit, right? But think about all these synchronicities that you've had, we've all had, and we all have it all the time. Even if it's as simple as you think about someone and they call you 5 minutes later and you haven't spoken to them for 3 years. My plumber said that to me the other day. He's like, oh, it's been happening all the time. I said, yeah. I go, is that just a weird coincidence or is it a fucking synchronicity which you're creating all the time? Which one is it? Which one is it? And he's like, yeah, I suppose you're right. I go, fucking course I'm right. And the veil is getting thinner, guys. Whatever happened at Halloween, something shifted at Halloween, and now the veil is ultra thin. That's why you had that ritual concert going on and people dropping dead. Okay, that's why I said earlier, okay, if you head into escapism, you're going to have a lot of fucking problems. Okay, we all want to go back to the old times. I get it. I get it. I hear music from the 90s, the 2000s, and R&B, and Keith Sweat, and P. Diddy. And all these songs and Bone Thugs, and I'm like, fuck, life was so much more simple back then. But was it? You know, we forget what life was like. We had all these other fucking problems we focused on back then. Clearly, we didn't have the cabal doing what they're doing today. But the difference is that now evil, as we call it, which is an energy, is just energy, back and forth, left and right, up and down. We're going to move it. The energy is in money. The question is, do the billionaires hold the energy or do we hold the energy? Do we give money energy or do we pull back and relinquish our energy connection to money and start doing things outside of the monetary system? You choose. The old days. One of the stupidest things you can say is, oh, the good old days. That's basically saying you don't appreciate and love your life right now. You're not in the moment. True or not true? Oh, trooper. Oh, sweet ass trooper. Yeah, cuzzy. And now, how much smaller does the world feel? The world feels so small. The walls have come in. Because we realize now we're all connected. All the other countries are going through the same shit. All the other countries have all got New World Order, globalist infiltrators in the government, in the banking system, the military, and politics, and the legal judiciary system. So you're seeing these dumb motherfuckers in Indonesia fining people and cutting their licenses off and all the rest of it for not getting the vaccine and jailing them, you know, whatever. Motherfuckers. And you people in those countries need to rise up against your government and pull those people out individually. Not the government. The government is nothing. The government is just a fucking name and it's a bunch of empty buildings with chairs and computers. That's all the government is. A bunch of empty fucking buildings with chairs and computers and paperwork. The government is human beings and you need to hold the human beings accountable personally, literally personally, and that's how we end this. Rather than going, oh, the government, they're doing this. No, no, no. Who signed that paperwork? Who is the Nazi Stalin fucking police who came to my house and who dobbed me in for having three people in the backyard? Who was that person? Then who was the person who filed it? Then who's the person who sent out the fine? You're all fucking dogs. Every one of you. Fucking scumbags. Absolute scumbag sellouts that are selling out your country. Anyone who snitches anyone in this country, well, let's just say, snitches end up in ditches and that's where you fucking belong. Okay, because now, if this was in reverse and all the unvaccinated people were allowed to play and all the rest of it and whatnot, we wouldn't be going, fuck you guys, you know, let's close the borders, let's fucking not let them into shops, okay? We would be like, no, no, this is about all of us losing our freedom and we'd be like, stop getting the vaccine, get onto some healthy fucking food and ivermectin and all the rest of it. It wouldn't be the same if it was in reverse because we know what's happening. Now, what's the difference between an unvaccinated person and a vaccinated person? Just generally, they're not educated. Okay, they're not into health. Because if you're in health, you wouldn't inject yourself with poison, right? Now, people who don't vaccinate, they're generally into organic food. They're into yoga and meditation and mindfulness. They research. They think outside the box. It's a very obvious difference. It's like when you go into McDonald's or you're standing outside McDonald's and there might be an Oliver's next door, which is an organic food shop. You look at the people coming out of Macca's. They look like big fucking cows walking out And then you look at the people walking into and out of the organic shop, they're just slim people, they dress well, they look well, they have vibrant energy, they're glowing. Okay, it's not rocket science, right? It's not rocket science where we're at now. It's basic, very basic. So all you have to do now is hold the line, guys. Because this shit is going one way or the other. But what you have to do is fucking hold your line. If you lose your house, you lose your job and you lose money, but you don't get the jab, you're going to get through. You can rebuild all those things. And when we birth a new earth, none of this shit's going to matter. When we birth a new earth, people will be on a living wage. You won't have to go to shitty jobs you don't like. You'll get paid to fucking study. You get paid. You won't have mortgages. None of this shit will exist. Why would you have it? Why would you have fucking mortgages and loans and all this shit? People will just get money to survive and thrive and pump the economy. And then you do the stuff you want to do. And we have robots doing the shitty jobs, not taking our jobs. We have robots doing the shit jobs. Okay, there'll be free energy devices. We'll have med beds. All the things that we can complain about now, sicknesses and diseases and scarcity with fuel and oil and gas. We just won't be using that crap. We'll have free energy devices. The cars will be flying. We won't be using plastics. We'll be using all hemp byproducts. We'll be getting rid of all that crap. It'll be gone. It just won't exist. It will be not around because you wouldn't use it. Anyone who cared about the planet or human beings would put Mother Earth first and human first. Very simple. There's thousands of billionaires. I don't know how many fucking millionaires. What are they all doing? Nothing. Zero. All these billionaires. All this money. There's trillionaires on this planet. So many of them. What are they doing? Nothing. Unbelievable, right? Scumbags. Scum of the earth. Oh, good on you. You're good at business. That's great, but you fail in every other fucking part of your life. This is a spiritual evolution, and all you care about is money. Fuck, if you had billions of dollars, you could literally turn this world upside down and support this world and have an incredibly beautiful world. And then when you die, you could lay in your grave and you go, you know what? I fucking created change. I put food in people's mouths. I created water systems, free energy devices. I ran pipelines of water into these areas and supported these poor countries. And I gave them food and taught them how to farm. Amazing. What are you going to say when you die? Oh, I had fucking $500 billion in the bank. I was a successful businessman. I drove around a Rolls Royce with all my friends that don't even like me. And all I did was go to fucking business meetings the whole time. And I just shit on the planet and shit on humans. Is that how you want to die? Really? Like, come on. Where's your heart? Where's your spirit? Where's your soul? Where's your mind? Where is it at? So anyway, guys, I digressed about 50 times there. That's what I do. That's why you like me. I know. The veil's getting thin. So don't fuck around, okay? Do not fuck around now. This is a time where you need to detox the body. Detox the mind. Get into your spiritual practice. Your yoga, your meditation, and your breath work. This has to happen every day, guys. Every day. If you're not doing Jake's work, get into Jake's work. It is the fucking best work I've ever come across anywhere. Okay, my Chi Master, his courses are for everyone. Okay, and if you're not doing it, why ask yourself why you're not doing it? I'm telling you, this is the best shit. And if you believe and you listen to me, why wouldn't you follow it? The only thing you're going to get from doing his work is an upgraded vessel, upgraded DNA, a heightened perception on reality. You're going to be happy, more peaceful, more vitality, you're going to live longer, and you're going to be part of the solution. Raising your internal frequency is part of the solution. It's a spiritual war, and you have that side covered. And if you work from the top down, okay, all the other aspects of your life will come into alignment as well. Now, if you guys are interested in health products, serious health products, we have some of the best CBD on the planet, okay? It's the one thing that I always promote. Why? Because it works on everyone. It's the single most healing plant on the planet. That's why it's been illegal for so many years, and it's a gray area now. And that's why they've patented it, and they're selling you garbage from the pharmaceutical industry. Two steps forward, three steps back. You need to have biodynamic CBD, which is done in all the right ways. And now our new CBD is homogenized. And it's encapsulated in liposomal, which means it's 5 to 7 times more bioavailable because it's all about absorption and it's all about bioavailability. Same process, but 5 to 7 times more bioavailable. So if you're interested in that, simply type CBD in the comments and I'll point you in the right direction where you can be hooked up with it. Because now is the time we need to be using all of the tools in our inventory to stay healthy. your CBDs, your mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and chi, like I said earlier, okay? Your fitness, okay? You need to be clearing. If you need to get a healing, if you're feeling fucked and like you have entities, type healer in the comments and I will connect you with my healer. She is fucking amazing, right? CBD for CBD, healer for healer. And I'll send you. What I do is I'm just sending you to the people that I work with. So you're getting all my connections. I'm not charging you a course. I'm not saying come onto my platform and have a subscription. Hey, come and do a fucking thing with me. I give you all my shit for free. Okay, and I sell a couple of products. I give away fucking so much information all the time. So if you want to support me and support my friends, do that. That'll be really, really great. Key to this, water, hydration. If you're not hydrated, you cannot detox, you cannot get well. Structured water, important. Mineral-rich structured water, okay? If you're looking for structured water devices, type in water. We can help you out. They're amazing. They last your lifetime. They never need to be replaced, never need to be serviced. You can take it everywhere. If you're drinking industrial waste, guys, good luck connecting to your highest potential. It's impossible. The fluoride and the 580 known industrial waste contaminants that are in our drinking water are in there to make you sick, dead and dying and stupid, lower IQ, fuck up your hormones, block your testosterone. If you're a man, you won't even know if you want to fuck a man or a woman anymore. That's the plan. There'll be feminized men with little dicks and little balls and they won't have sex anymore. No one's having kids. Then you got women and girls that are going through fucking puberty at age whatever, some stupid age. Okay, and they don't know if they want to have sex with a man or a woman anymore, and that's part of the plan. That's why the frogs in nature are turning gay because of the plastics in the water. Fact. The frogs in nature are turning gay because of the plastics and the estrogen mimickers in the water. What do you think's happening to us with the vaccines, the geoengineering, the heavy metals? Heavy metals are androgenic. Androgenic means an estrogen mimicker, which means that before you know it, you're going to be fucking the same sex and you don't know why. And then what's after the gay movement? The LGB movement. One step closer to pedophilia. Let's normalize that shit. Transhumanism. I identifying as a blue alien man, woman, she, man, dog, cat. Come on, guys. You're a fucking man or you're a woman. If no one gave you the option to be something else, you wouldn't even have thought of it. It wouldn't even be in your awareness. But this sinister fucking news and media and movies and film clips bullshit, which is mind controlling and programming your children, is designed to confuse the fuck out of you and your kids so they never reach their highest potential. Everything is about frequency. Everything is about blocking light workers and indigos and these people who came in to make change, 144,000 worldwide. Everything is about hooking them into drugs, porn, disinformation, lies, being perverts. It's all by design. Getting the vaccines into you, getting the fluoride into you, the geoengineering, the frequencies, the mind control. All by design so you don't become angels. So you hang out in the lower realms. So your frequency, your inner vibration is matching with this reality. You want to change this external reality, which we all dislike? Shift and raise your internal frequency. Your internal frequency will dictate your external reality. That is a fact that is undeniable. When you're high vibing, you know. When you're walking the streets and you're high vibing, people are looking at you going, what is it about you? There's something about you. That's when you know you're in flow state. Everything you need will flow into your reality. That's why we've got to get the medals out. I'm doing an interview with Harold Krauss-Vella at the end of this week, early next week. I have a protocol and products to help detox people from, one, the protein spike shedding, but also vaccine damaged people. I'm working with Sasha Stone also. We're going to do a video in 2 weeks. Bunch of products to stop the EMF, the most scientifically proven products on the planet, and then 3 products for internal health. Okay, to detox the blood and get all the crap out of our bodies. We've got to get the crap out because these metals are keeping us in a lower frequency vibration. So anyway, guys, CBD, type CBD. Healer, type healer. Water, type water. And when I get these other products out, I will let you know and they'll be on my website. and you can be distributors and whatever. And if you want to be a distributor of CBD, just type distributor. We can get you up and running. And that way you can earn an income and also help get this amazing product out to everybody so they can get well. There's over 380 known cannabinoids in CBD, and they've only studied about 20 of them. And out of that 20, all they know is that they do incredibly good things. They're adaptogenic, which means they work on certain parts of the body first, which needs to be worked on, and they go down the train. So you cannot activate the endocannabinoid system in your body without cannabinoids. And the only plant on the world, on this planet, that activates the endocannabinoid system in the human body, which you have. Okay, guys, you have an endocrine system, you have an immune system, you have an endocannabinoid system. So do cats, so do dogs, so do horses. Okay, this endocannabinoid system sits at the top of the pyramid for your body's healing. The very top, and it down regulates every other healing modality in your body, all the way down to blood sugar level, to hormone balance. The endocannabinoid system controls that. Now, the only way to activate this endocannabinoid system is by putting CBD in your body. They knew this. The globalists fucking knew this. So 50 years ago, they banned cannabis, right? And also because they wanted to ban industrial hemp, because that could wipe out the aluminium industry, the plastic industries, and everything we see around us could be made of hemp, and we could be living in a much more sustainable reality, eh? So that was two reasons why they did it. Now, when you activate this endocannabinoid system, that's when your healing begins. They knew this. They didn't want you having access to this. It took them fucking 20, 30 years to synthesize this shit to then be able to mimic it and create a synthetic mimic, which they're now selling back to you at top dollar, which literally makes you sick. Okay, so they knew this. So the way to upgrade your health, the easiest, quickest way is simply putting the right biodynamic organic CBD into your body. That will activate the endocannabinoid system and your body will go into a healing process. Imagine being 50 years old and yet you've never activated the most powerful healing component in your whole entire body, your whole life. Imagine how you'll feel when you start taking it. That's why people get such good results. They have it within 2 days. They're like, oh my God, my sleep, my back pain, my clarity, my consciousness. I feel more connected to God. The testimonials I've got over the last 8 years are absolutely incredible. I wish I saved them, because there would be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have said, hey, this shit has changed my life. So I hope you guys are feeling better. Hang out with good people. Eat good food. Watch funny stuff on the television. If you need to escape, watch a movie. Go to watch a comedy. You know, go to a friend's house, go for a swim, get in the ocean, get in nature, do all the things that you have to do to stay in balance. Okay, from your spiritual practice to your whatever it is, do whatever you do. If it's you love jumping into your car and you do 260 kilometers per hour down the freeway, if that makes you feel good, that clears you, which is what that works for me. That's my fucking clearing. I love doing that. Do it. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself of who you were before this shit started. Okay, remind yourself of who you were before this 18 months of fucking bullshit started. Okay, and connect to that being. Connect to the free version of yourself. And connect to the future version of yourself. And remember that we're in the battle now. We're birthing a new earth. We're going to lose people. Shit's going to get tough. Okay? We're going to want to tap out, but we're not. We're here for the fight. We're in the countries we're meant to be in because we're going to fight. We're going to win this. We're going to end this shit. These motherfucking parasites that are in our judicial system, the legal system, the monetary system, politics, government, police, military, they're gone. Personally accountable. That's what we have to do. Your voice matters. Your energy matters. You need to step up, because this all ends when you stand the fuck up. This all ends when you personally stand up and take action. If you think someone else is going to change this for you, if you think this is all going to blow over and you're just going to grow vegetables in your property and you're in a pretty good spot because you got a couple hundred grand in the bank and you got a property paid off, and good luck. Okay, this ain't blowing over, and it's going to come for you because this is karmic. This is biblical. This is prophecy. this is the biggest awakening ever in human history, and you either wake up or you get upcycled to AI. You choose. Yeah, and you may lose some friends. You may lose some family members. And I mean lose as in you might not be friends with them, but they also might die too. This is happening. Now, I was talking to Sasha the other day, a couple of high-level people. I spoke about this earlier. Apparently, the immune system of the human body for the people who have been vaccinated is degenerating at 5% per 3 weeks. Now, understand there's five wings to these vaccine rollouts. So you got all these different vaccines, but within each vaccine, you've got five different wings. You have, say, an AstraZeneca, right? You have wing one is 20 milligrams of RNA DNA. Wing two is 40 milligrams of RNA and DNA. Wing three is 100 grams of RNA DNA, like the Moderna. That's why people are fucking dying straight away, because there's so much in the Moderna. It's very strong. Then you have a placebo. Then you have an experimental one. And then there might be five or six. And then you have another one which has got alien technology and fucking beings in and entities and parasites and worms and all types of shit, right? You never know what you're going to get. You're playing Russian roulette with the vaccines, basically, guys. So we have to reject that. We have to stay away from it. Stay the fuck away from the 10-foot pole. But what they're saying is that the people who didn't get the placebo, their immune system is degenerating at 5% every 2 to 3 weeks. So mid-February, March, we're going to see a whole bunch of the world's population that are sitting ducks with no immune system. And that's when, if they get enough 5G towers up, they'll start turning up the frequencies and they'll be able to target an area. Now, this is why they need 5G everywhere. They can't have us drawing a conclusion to the fact that the areas that have the 5G are the people that are getting sick. Because let's just say they have 5G all over the planet, right? Everywhere. They can turn it on in Malambimbi. Let's turn on Malambimbi, make everyone sick there. They can turn it on in, say, up here, or on the Gold Coast, this area here. They'll just target an area with frequencies and everyone has an inflammatory response, which is what your body does. RNA and DNA and protein drops out of the cells, and then the virus is created to flush the toxins out, which is what a virus is, which is what a sickness, a cold, a flu is. It's your body's natural house cleaning, getting toxins out of your body, right? So people start getting sick, but they're actually getting well. When you're sick, you're actually getting well. That's the confusion, the disinformation around health. Okay, in the native shamanism, you know, when you spew, when you purge, they go, viva, viva. They rejoice because you're getting the toxins out. You're energetically purging stuff. You're getting sickness out. That's the confusion in health in this realm. When you're sick, you're getting well. Your body's unwell, so it's getting well. It's doing house cleaning. It's getting the mucus out. The mucus is there to block the toxins from going into the cells. So your body creates mucus to block the toxins from fucking you up, right? So these people have no immune system left. They turn the 5G on. They get sick symptoms. They have no immune system to get well. They start dropping dead in the street like flies. And they go, oh, that was the unvaccinated people. They're fucking spreading it, those motherfuckers. We need to bring in the military and we need to fucking make them stay at home, cancel their driver's licenses, don't let them go into the banks, they can't go into the food shops. That's the plan, guys, okay? That's the motherfucking plan. Is it going to happen? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because you know why? Because we're doing a meditation on the 12th of the 12th with Jake. And we're going to shift this thing from the higher realms. 12-12, next meditation with Jake Sol and Nate Max. Make sure you fucking share this link to every person. Spend days, hours inboxing it, personally sending messages, voice messages, email it to people, post it on your wall. Don't just post it once. Post it once every day for the next fucking 2.5 weeks until we have the meditation. Tell people about it. Have it in your phone safe so you can send it to people on the streets. We want 1,000 people in here meditating because we can just bust this whole COVID thing and end it for good just by doing this. This is a real spiritual warfare. This is a real spiritual war, doing the inner work. And when you're in that meditation, in that chi transmission, you're actually in it. You're not thinking about, oh, work tomorrow and doing these things and, oh, maybe I should fucking buy a new couch in my living room. Okay, you're in it. That's why we need you to do the spiritual practice and inner work at home. So when you come onto our meditations, you're a fucking amplifier. You amplify everybody else. that's a first-time meditator, or they struggle to meditate. We want these solid rocks in there boosting this frequency up, because we raise the frequency of humans and Earth enough, the COVID frequency ends. It just fucking falls apart. We don't have to even fight it. It just ends. The veil lifts. People just go, oh, it's actually a load of bullshit. I fucking get it now. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't realize that. It took me 2 vaccines and 2 boosters, but now I get it. That's how it works, guys. It's that simple. It actually just ends. It is over. The frequency band is gone and we're onto the next plane. So most important thing we can do now is inner work, jump onto the meditation 12-12. I'll put the link up soon. Join the Zoom, jump on, I want to see your beautiful faces. We'll have an incredible meditation. We'll do a giant global clearing and we'll tap in deeply to some chi. Whew. So anyway, guys, love you all. I want to try and tidy up my feed a bit. It's been a bit COVID related lately, hasn't it? I haven't been really vibing with my own feeds. That's not a good thing. I'm not going to just post things for the sake of posting it. I realize lately I've just been posting things. I'm just going to post shit when it feels necessary, you know what I mean? Keep posting in the chat. All you crypto people, fuck off. Stop posting in my chat. I'm going to block and delete you straight away as soon as you post about it. It's so annoying. I love you guys. Keep up the great work. Keep up what you're doing. Stay strong, you know what I mean? Put the intention out there that if you're single, you find your partner. You know, put the intention out there. What are you focused on? If you're not focusing on the shit you want, you're going to get the shit you don't want. If you fail to plan, you'll become part of someone else's plan. Keep it real. All right, beautiful people. This is Nate Max. Have a lovely evening. And don't forget to type those comments in the comment box. And I will speak to you all soon. And by the way, the next batch of Iva is coming in soon. So I'll let you know when that happens. It's going to have to be done a different way, individually, one by one, which is going to be a fucking punish on my end. But it's all good. And this time there'll be enough for you to buy 5 or 10 at a time if you want. Put them aside. Have them. We don't know what this next, situation's going to be like, what they're going to try and do with frequencies and viruses and all that. So it's always good to have an antiviral on standby. It's funny, I used to use ivermectin and fenbenzidol before. I used to get it for people because it's a really good wormer. So you use fenbenzidol and then you do ivermectin back and forth. One kills the worms in your skin and the organs. The other one does the brain and the tissues, and you go one, then the other, one, then the other. And the fenbenzidol actually starves the worms and parasites off so they don't shit in you and have die off, so you can kill them off without having all the really crazy symptoms. So it's funny, I had a lot of ivermectin sitting around and I gave a whole bunch away, and then I was like, oh fuck, this shit's like gold now. I was like, fuck, I gave it all away to people. So anyway, that's it. And it's actually quite anti-cancerous too, the fenbenzidol and the ivermectin. There's a cancer protocol because cancer in many cases is caused by acidification, which is caused by the shitting of parasites and worms, which is caused by them wrapping themselves in the heavy metals, which is caused by gut inflammation and acidification. So there's this whole process that starts, which is derived from mineral deficiency in the first place, and that's derived from your body not being able to get the toxins out of the body. So first step, get the gut working, mineralize the body, then start getting the detoxification channels empty. Colon, liver, gallbladder, kidneys. Colon. Coffee enemas. Colonic irrigations. Okay, and a really good way to get these minerals in your body, like magnesium, is to get 2 tablespoons of really good high-grade magnesium and do an enema with it. Put it up your bum. The best way to absorb it. And then chlorophyll. Chlorophyll enemas. Then coffee enemas. Get that colon functioning. If your detoxification channels aren't working, your lymphatic system, you can guarantee you're mineral deficient. If you're mineral deficient, your body's going to start stealing minerals from your bones, from your organs, until you have acidification in your body, because your body will not be able to naturally alkaline itself, because alkalinity comes from the uptake of minerals and nutrients. Okay, this whole fraud of alkaline water and all the rest of it, okay, it's helpful for a time and it's good for flushing, but pH, potential hydrogen, comes from minerals. You want to really alkaline yourself? Just put some lime in water in the morning. Lemon in water. That's a great way to alkaline your body, because it's the alkaline carbon residue.
You don't need to drink alkaline water. You can just simply put lemon and lime into a glass and drink it. Now, how could lemon and lime be alkaline when it's acidic in your mouth? And that's because of the carbon residue, and that's what creates the alkalinity. So I'm not saying alkaline water is bad. Everything is necessary at the necessary moment. I am going to be getting ionizers soon. I've got a company that I'm going to start selling them for. It's not an MLM or anything like that. They're just good ionizers. People do want them. They get good results for them from them. So I will start getting those things soon. And there's a couple more products coming out too, guys. So yeah, a few more bits and pieces that I'll be putting on my website. Like I said, stuff with Sasha Stone and stuff with Harold Krause-Vella. So basically all the shit you need to get well will be on my website, rather than me sending people to all everyone else's websites and no one gives me any fucking returns or help or love or support or anything. I'm just going to do it all myself now. So yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this 50-minute rant. And I will speak to you all soon. Have fun. Bye.